to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you. Oh, let me catch my breath. Let me get the frog out of the throat. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours on this Wednesday, the 24th of October, 2007. No guests today. As a matter of fact, I usually do an open phone Friday. So I'm going to have a guest on tomorrow. Actually, Kurt Nimmo will be with me tomorrow. But so today, I'll do the open phone Thursday. Doesn't quite rhyme. Open phone Friday sounds better, but we'll do an open phone segment here today, 800-313-9443. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of it's not good. We all know that. But, folks, we shall endeavor to persevere. How's that for Orwellian doublespeak? We will endeavor to persevere. An update. And I'm going to be talking more about this because this thing is forming and it's actually going to happen. You know, this network has never had an affiliate relations department. And how many stations are we on now, Chris? About a dozen. And they're picking up our programming, and we've never even contacted any of these people. We've played things so close to the vest that it almost seems the antithesis of how you should do stuff. You know, usually when you do a startup business, you bring your bags full of money with you. Well, we didn't have the bags full of money. Some people in this industry did, and basically they don't know radio, but they spent a lot of money doing it. I mean, a good example out there, look at Air America. Air America, they got advertising that they couldn't have paid for. I mean, they were on Nightline, they were on this show, I mean, all this brouhaha about Air America, and they were acting as if they were backed by Rockefeller himself. Well, maybe they were, who knows. But they had a cap and they had a ceiling to the money they could spend. I mean, these people were spending millions of dollars building sound studios. Folks, I'm sitting in a studio right now that it is functioning just fine. It's got four microphones here and a broadcast table and all the matching chairs and the soundproofing and the real window, you know, all that stuff for about $1,500, and that includes a computer. See, we've always played things close to the vest. A lot of people get enamored with pomp and ceremony and a lot of glit and a lot of glamour. That never impressed me. Give me something that works. You know, just give me something that works. But capitalization for any endeavor is an important thing, except when you're doing something that people look at you and say, you know, under their breath, hey kid, we wish you good luck. Well, okay, we got any money? No, we're just here to wish you good luck. Well, the tables are turning. There's a lot of people in this country that are feeling, how should I say, the ultimate pinch. You know, not like a little boo-boo, like you hit your funny bone, which is nothing funny about it. I don't know whoever said funny bone. But it gives you that weird sensation. It's really uncomfortable, but it goes away rather quickly. You know, we all have our bruises and bumps. But what I've seen happen to this country and the American people, it's repeated injury. Just imagine whacking your funny bone 1,000 times a day. And the pain doesn't go away. It's just lingering on and on and on. At any rate, we'll get on with the show, talk about a lot of different things, and we'll also invite you with your questions, your opinions, and your topics. 800-313-9443.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
So anyhow, the whole point of that little diatribe coming up here was that we built the product. You know, remember out of the Field of Dreams movie, Kevin Costner kept hearing, "If you build it, they will come." He thought he was going crazy. And everybody else thought he was crazy. He mowed down a cornfield and put up a baseball field. It was a highly entertaining movie. But the very same people, and this is, here's the irony of ironies. And folks, we were talking about this earlier today on cash flow, that the humaneness of human beings seems to be being stripped. It used to be that even criminals had their own code. It used to be that guys in the 60s that dealt drugs would never carry weapons or knives or anything else. They were all peace, love, and dope. Now you got some crackhead with an Uzi ready to mow down a nightclub. You know, it's just getting crazier and crazier and crazier out there. And what's happening psychologically is the populace of this country, they're retracting. They're closing their eyes. They're closing their ears. They're in so much pain. They're in so much disarray. They just want it to quit. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the Hollywood version of the woman that goes crazy on screen. You know, she closes her ears, puts her hands over her ears, and starts going, "Nah, nah, 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 I can't hear a word you're saying." That's basically where a lot of people are at. And this sounds so simple, but it is true that just a few policy changes in this country, a few key policy changes in this country, and you would start to see the reemergence of this great republic, once great republic, and will be again. It is still alive in the hearts and the minds, those that aren't closing their eyes and their ears and running for cover. See, this is all designed, folks. The fear factor, you've got to understand this. If you're feeling anxiety, you're feeling pain out there, you're feeling panicky, this is not your fault. I mean, were you there in 1913 when they signed the Federal Reserve Act? I had a guy on the other day, and I asked him the pointed question. How much of this police state, how much of this thievery, how much of the corporatization, how much of everything that we see going on out here, how much of this would be gone if we just simply had an honest money system in this country? The response was about 90 to 95%. And I talked about this before, folks, about hacking at branches rather than striking at the root. And I am pleased to say that let's everybody say a prayer out there, because I'm after the same thing you're after. And that's the awakening of the American public. And you know, I've been a little hard here recently on the 9/11 issue, which has come back around, thanks to Bill Maher and a lot of the 9/11 truthers out there. They've been picketing Bill Maher at the CBS studios, and the other day they had an incident. And, of course, everybody else had to report on the incident. You know, Tucker Carlson had to talk about the incident. This Glenn Beck guy had to talk about the incident. And once again, play it down, call everybody idiots and morons. Okay. They admitted, though, that 12% of the population feels that the government either A, was in on the engineering, the inside job, or B, that the government allowed it to happen so we could have an excuse to go to Iraq, and they didn't say this on mainstream, but had the excuse to basically pop this country inside out, turn it into a police state, start to control and manipulate, eavesdrop, and all that other stuff, and again, put fear factor in everybody's heart. Folks, I don't deal with fearful persons. I mean, it just doesn't work. It's the proverbial deer in the headlights. Why does a deer stand there, stare at your oncoming car, when all you'd have to do is take a couple of swift little steps, that's what they do best, and skedaddle, they're out of the way. They're confronted, they're confounded, and they're confused, and then they're dead. And that's what's happening to a lot of Americans today, because they don't know where this stuff is coming from. They don't even know where it's coming from, let alone how to help themselves. And nobody from the government is showing up at your front door going, well, I understand that you've got a lot of pain. I understand that you have some anxieties. We're really here to help you. Really? What about the million displaced people out in California? I'm hearing Michael Chertoff again saying, yes, Homeland Security is going to march into the effort, and yes, we're going to get FEMA back into... Yeah, right. You know, we can put troops on the ground anywhere on this planet in 72 hours to go kill people, but we can't amass enough people to get them together to put out some fires before it burns down the state of California. Something is really wrong here. The solutions are not being offered by the government. They're being made by the government and exacerbated by the government. That's because the little creature has gotten a little big for its box, and it just had to crawl out, and these hungry little creatures, they have to eat. The very nature of government, ladies and gentlemen, is to survive, and they will do whatever they need to do to survive, whatever they have to eat, knock down, bowl over, jail, kill, whatever. It doesn't matter. We have lost control of our government. We the people are the government. But a lot of people don't even know how this government's been flipped, how it has actually turned into a democracy, how it once turned from that great republic that people would swim an ocean with to get here. And the stories, and I did feel bad for the Mexicans who were dying in the desert trying to walk over the border, you know. But, you know, you take your chances in this life. We didn't want them here. They decided they were going to come here. Vincente Fox didn't say, hey, stop going over there. George Bush didn't say, hey, you know, we're going to seal up this border because I'm really concerned about security. It's all a game and a ruse. So we're taking some dramatic steps, and it's probably going to be the most important thing I've ever done in my life, with my life. And as that is going to be the opportunity to go out there and to speak to millions of people, and I'm not joking when I say millions, because it is literally going to be millions of people. And we've got people that have made their money out of the matrix, but they have seen, without really being cognizant of how poisonous this apple really is, how rotten the core really is, well, they're finding out now. And you know what they're willing to do with their money? They're willing to put their bags of money up on the counter and say, let's go to work. That's what's going on right now. And the last place on this planet that I ever would have expected enlightened people, and I mean enlightened people, not in your mystical, occultic sort of, you know, enlightened way, not the illuminated ones, but people that are starting to understand where the core problems are in this country. And it's something that everybody is going to be able to latch onto and understand. You know, 12% of this population, now this is pretty amazing stuff. 12% of this population in this country, how many millions is that, that believe that 9/11 was an inside job? Or at least the government allowed it to happen so they could do whatever they wanted to do. Sacrificing a couple of 3,000 people, hey, no big deal. Because in their minds, the ends, the means justify the ends, okay? They can do whatever they want to do. So we're going to take an opportunity, along with my co-host here. Why do people call in and hang up? Did I have three callers on there? I had one. Oh, well, he didn't hang up. Hang on, Don. I'll get with you in a second here. Let me continue my train of thought here, because I'm not sometimes really good getting back to it. There's an opportunity here, and people are stepping up. As I said, a lot of people in Hollywood are concerned. People, if I were to mention names, it would just totally bowl you over as to what they're willing to do here in regards as to education and to wake people up, because it's now starting to hit them. Now, as I said before, a lot of people in this country nowadays equate their freedom with how much money insulation they can put around them. How many lawyers can I hire? You know, do I give a damn that Joe Blow down the street starving to death, he's lost his job, his mortgage, that's up, they're going to throw him out? They're going to put his life on the auction block. Do they care? No, because the old saying was that the guy down the street loses his job, that's a recession. You lose yours, that's a depression. Well, folks, we're at the nexus, literally, of the storm that is going to get meaner and nastier and uglier. But we have the ability to slow this thing, stop it, and reverse it. And I'm not throwing blue sky crap out at you here. I'm telling you the truth. This is why over the years I never understood people's fears. Because, folks, whatever can be dreamt up by man's mind, whatever can be constructed, whether it be good or evil, can be deconstructed, can be taken apart. And that's exactly what we're going to have to do. So a lot of you people out there have felt alone before. You don't know how many friends that you have. And I have said this repeatedly. As this thing draws down, and this just wasn't a typing exercise in your high school, that it's now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. Bad times brings the worst out in people, but it also brings out the best in people. And you're going to be amazed out there, folks, as this thing unfolds, as to how many friends we actually have. It'll astound you. All right, we'll take the break here. I'll get back. I'll take your calls, get into some information. It is an open phone Thursday. Doesn't rhyme, but that's the way it is, because I got a guest scheduled for tomorrow. So we'll get on with that right after a little bit of this for the network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Gonna be riots in the streets.
How weird does this get? I was just told during the break that Austin just signed into law, what did you call it? Zero energy consumption homes by the year what? 2015. And they're gonna accomplish this by wind power and solar power and all that? There's gonna be riots in the streets down here in Austin, Texas, over that one alone. Let's go to the phones. Don from Austin. Hello, Don.
Hello. I have a question.
Yeah.
I would just like to find out, do you, like the Bilderbergers or whoever's in charge of them, I notice if they're ruining the states, if they're thinking about ruining the states and letting immigrants come in and all that, and I see that they're moving a lot of companies and everything are going to China. Are they themselves leaving the states and setting up base in China? And I also have a question about, like, I just came from Dubai, and I see they're letting, that's over there and that part of the, where Iraq and all that is, well, not that close, but, and they're letting them build that city up.
Yeah.
Why are they trying to move from Afghanistan to Iraq to Iran, but then they're letting Dubai, which a lot of companies are moving to, also build up.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't understand what they're really trying to accomplish.
It's all transnational. There are no borders anymore. There are no states. There is no politic. It is all business and contract. That's all that it is anymore. There is no Dubai anymore. There is no Columbus, Ohio anymore. There is no United States of America anymore. There's no Arab Emirates anymore. There's nothing. In these people's mind's eye, this is just a planet for the taking. And it's their engineering that they brought about their wonderful plans here for, you know, it's nothing new. I mean, folks, come on, read your history. You know, where did the sun never sets on the British Empire? It was British mercantilism that they spread out all over the planet, and to protect their business interest, they would go in. I mean, take a look at India. Look what they did with India. Look what they did to the Middle East. I mean, the Romans. Look what they did. They sent their soldiers worldwide. The Romans at one time controlled pretty much of the entire earth. So this is not a new idea. It's a different approach to the same idea. Only this time they have the wherewithal to do it. They have the money. They have the communications. They have the corporations. They have the governments. They've been working a long, long time to pull this thing off. So it doesn't matter. If anything happens in this world, they are there to get their piece of the pie. If they don't own it and control it, they are in for a major cut of it. Or they know that they will derive benefit, direct benefit, from its activity.
Mm.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter to them. Dubai, Washington, D.C., L.A., Cincinnati, Ohio, it doesn't matter. It's just land to them. It's just business opportunity, and it's resource, and it's money. It's what these people think about.
Just one more quick question.
Yeah.
Like, what is China? What is Russia and China? Are they different? Are there different elites? I mean, why are they going against the new? There seems like to me they're going against one type of world order. Are they trying to establish their own?
Well, some would argue that they are. If you're looking at the old global elitist, they're not real happy with what China is doing. There is some contention within the ranks that China is going to grow a little bit too fast. They're going to be a little bit too powerful. They're going to be a dominating world force. And I think they're scratching their heads as to how exactly they're going to get control of it, because the Chinese have a great track record of telling people, the entire planet, hey, buzz off. You know, they were great isolationists. They liked their culture, they liked what they were doing, and they did their darndest to keep it out. But the worm is turning here. So now they're trying to figure out ways in which to totally control. You know, it doesn't matter what their politics are. You give them the control of the money, and that's 90% of the game right there. So it depends. I don't have a hard, fast answer for you on that one, Don, but if it's not being engineered to be brought under their umbrella, they're staying awake at nights dreaming up ways in which to do it.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it, Don. Gosh, I would have preferred him to ask me, you know, what God did on the seventh day. You know, there's just some things, folks, that we don't know. We can track and trace. One of the best ways to do this is to follow the money interest. If you follow that trail, you'll find out all the parties involved. Let's go to Ted in Florida. Hello, Ted.
This is Ted in Georgia.
I'm sorry, in Georgia.
Right. In regard to the question about Russia and China, they were enemies to a large degree until Clinton bombed Serbia. And, of course, the Serbs have always been very close to the Russians. And at that point, is what brought the Russians and the Chinese together. They had a big meeting shortly after that happened, and they apparently agreed to agree. Now, today on CNBC, they had a group of people who represented the administration being interrogated by Radigan. I believe you mentioned Radigan yesterday or recently. And Radigan asked him a question concerning the loss of value of the dollar. And the administration spokesman, and I forget which one it was, exclaimed, "That's against the rules for us to talk about the loss of value of the dollar."
Yeah.
That only the president and the Federal Reserve chairman and possibly the Secretary of Treasury could even talk about it. They were the only ones authorized to talk about the loss of value.
Yeah. Hey,
of
Ted,
the dollar.
Ted, hang on a second. I'll carry you through the break. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. 800-313-9443. If you've got anything on your mind, a topic you want to broach, an opinion you want to make, you want to make it known, that's the number in which to dial. It's an open phone. And I keep saying Thursday, and it's, folks, I hate to wish your life away, but it's actually only Wednesday. My typo. At any rate, Ted in Georgia, you were saying when we went to break.
Yeah, Radigan, who is the leading cheerleader for the Wall Street gang on CNBC, didn't have any trouble keeping a straight face when he kept asking them if they thought it was going to be a recession. However, when the administration representative said that it was against the rules, and those against the rule, and that's the word he used, to discuss the loss of value of the dollar, that was too much for Radigan. Mm-hmm. That really hit him in the solar plexus. But now, one thing, a completely different subject that I'd like to mention, is the fact that Walmart is trying to get into the banking business. And, of course, Walmart is not, they do not belong to the Federal Reserve banking crowd. So they're not being, the door is being slammed in their face, so to speak. But they don't, Walmart will not, even though they've been turned down, I'm sure they won't take no for an answer.
Well, what does it take to get a bank charter? That's all you need.
I think that, as I recall, I haven't read it in some time, but they would, the courts turned them down, and now exactly what the technicalities were, I don't remember. But the point that I'm trying to make is that there is a conflict between Walmart and the Federal Reserve people. And this is very, very significant because Walmart is no, they're a group to be reckoned with, an organization to be reckoned with. And they're pretty big. And if they challenge the Federal Reserve crowd, which is, appears to be what they must do in order to get into banking, then that is something to consider.
Hmm.
You've got a conflict between the two elements of the elite. You see what I mean?
I understand what you're saying.
Very, very important. And it deserves a lot of attention. Now, of course, it might be reconciled by them, by Walmart joining the crowd. Possibly they'll make some provision that they put a banker in charge of the Walmart banking, put a Federal Reserve type banker in charge of the Federal Reserve banking. We don't know how it's going to be resolved, but we know it's going to be resolved in some way. And it's very, very interesting.
The deep discount at Wally World, I can just see it right now.
Well, it's a conflict between two very powerful elements in the elite in the United States.
Well, they could be afraid of Walmart for one reason. Walmart has been really successful in consolidating, making a lot of money, putting their money where it gets them a good return, and they don't necessarily play by established rules. So I could see many areas that would be a point of concern for these people, that they don't want competition for that money out there, which in actuality, I mean, if you think about it, Wally World might be exactly what they need right now to bring in fresh money into this market to help stabilize it and calm it down at least for a while longer. You know, they're riding a sweaty little pony into the sunset here that's getting ready to collapse. And if I were, and I don't understand this, and this has been talked about recently in mainstream more and more, that what are the banks doing? They've made bad decisions, and they're talking about slush funds. They're talking about the federal government bailing them out. They're talking about the Fed chairman bailing them out, and this, that, and the other. Why don't they step up to the plate and own up to their responsibility? And I'm not talking about the funny money system in totality, but just come out and say, Ted, that, hey, look, we screwed up. We got a little stupid. We got a little greedy. We made some bad moves, and we're going to absorb that, and we're not going to be pointing the blame at anybody else. This is our fault, and we're going to clean up the mess as best we can. We created it. There's a lot of people. And, Ted, I do another program called Cash Flow, and one of the people that have been talking to my co-host, here's a woman that's she's pretty well healed. She's got herself in some pretty serious credit card debt to the tune of $400,000. She's got a couple of properties that I think one she owns outright a lot. The other one she has a lot of equity in. At any rate, there have been AAA-rated buyers coming to the door, knocking on the door, going to the banks, and the banks are turning them down on the loans, and these people are sterling. They're almost as good as gold, but they're turning them down and not loaning them money. Now, if you think about this, what an irony. And it might even be the same bank that she got the property from in the first place, that she got the mortgage from. Not only does she pay the usury, the interest on that mortgage, but then she turns around, she wants to dump the property, sell it off, to pay $400,000 in credit cards, and she can't even do it, and like I said, probably through the same banks that she got her mortgage through. Now, here's a person that her butt is on the line, her entire life is getting ready to be flushed down the toilet. That's her money. They made their money off of her already. But they're saying that, no, we can't do business here, and you can't satisfy any of your obligations or your perceived obligations out there. No, we're not loaning any money right now because we're too stupid. We're too greedy. We've screwed up millions of people's lives, and we're not gonna take the responsibility of it.
It might be they want the property.
It could be, but I'll tell you what, a lot of these bankers are not happy right now. They're not happy campers because they're losing billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. Although they have made billions and billions and billions of dollars. It's like anything else. I mean, any self-respecting company is not going to say, well, geez, you know, we made some bad marketing moves or product moves or whatever, you know, or we've got a rebate back to the customers because we sold them lousy products. These are the companies that survive, that understand their mistakes, ongoing mistakes, and fix them. They're around to do business another day. These bankers don't give a crap because here's their ace in the hole. They've created the system. They don't care if it crashes. They'll just bring up another funny money system right up behind it. And people will still be dealing with the very same people. It'll be a different office space and a different face, but it'll be the same old stuff.
Well, there are two considerations that seem to be governing the present crisis. One of them is that the bankers no longer trust each other.
That's right.
And the other one is that nobody knows what the assets are worth because they're also complicated.
And this is the matrix they've set up.
Yeah.
And when I said that, look, there is a very simple solution, and they will tell you that how complicated and how just convoluted these problems are, and it's going to take so long to sort it out. That's the matrix they created. But our solution to this problem is just a policy shift here inside the United States.
Well, they've been trying to come up with solutions, and they've gone out on a limb to do so. If I recall correctly, what was the fellow's name? Michael Feldman or Felsen or something like that.
The one
that invented the securitization of mortgages.
Okay, I don't know.
In other words, he was. He packaged the mortgages into a box and sold the ownership, divided it into shares, and sold it on the stock exchange.
Yeah.
And that is a very complicated thing. But in order to evaluate it properly, you've got to really evaluate each particular mortgage that comprises the bundle.
Right.
And right now, with this breakdown, which Bob Chapman and perhaps yourself came up with 2 or 3 years ago, recognized that it was in the future, and now it's happened. And with all of that breakdown in the real estate mortgage market, nobody knows what those blocks of mortgages are worth.
No, they don't. And I'm reading stories right now, and I'm going to get into this later in the program. They're coming out and saying, well, you know, hey, what's the big deal in California? You know, the prices of those homes, they were overvalued by 40% anyhow. But wait a minute. They were right in there making the mortgages on these overvalued homes to begin with.
Right.
But see, they don't care if the housing market drops 40, 50% in California because, you see, they come out and said, well, they were overvalued anyhow.
Well, the reason they supported the overvaluation of them is because they were trying to get out of the problem they were having a couple of years ago. In other words, beginning in 1987 when they had the stock market crash, they turned to all these alternative instruments in order to get us out of that situation. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, they got us into an even worse situation.
Yeah, and where has the economic growth come from in the last 10, 15 years in this country? Well, it was the dot-coms. That went belly up. Well, the next thing was, oh, that's right, mortgages, housing. Oh, that now there's another great way to make some money. Let's get in that and inflate the heck out of that deal, blow it up beyond all reasonable proportion, and when the chickens come home to roost on this deal, you know, I had a banker one time trying to tell me that, well, you know, you start out with a starter house, and I go, yeah, and he says, and then the value of that home will go up, and then you sell that one and you can move into a bigger house. And he says, well, you know, you can end up with a really nice house by turning these properties over. And I stopped him for a second and I said, well, but wait a minute. I mean, where does this valuation come from? I buy a starter home, it increases in value. And he says, well, you know, real estate's a good investment. You know, they always go up. And I said, do they really? I said, and do they always go up? And at what point do they come down? Because in my experience, there is no just forever. There is no perpetual money machine here, or there is no nirvana for making constant and consistent money. Well, after our conversation, this banker just walked away from me in disgust because I was asking him important questions. He was trying to sell me the sizzle, and I was asking for the facts.
Yeah.
And he got frustrated, and he walked away from me. And that's when I was a kid. I was just a little whippersnapper. Hey, Ted, thanks for your call.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate it very much.
Have a nice evening.
All right.
Bye.
I'm going to do a couple of stories here that you're going to think are going to be out of context, but they're really not. Capitol Hill Blue. That's the oldest political news site on the web. And that's what all the creatures in Washington, D.C. read to find out who's doing what and who's zooming whom. Because, you know, they have very busy days up there trying to sell out the rest of the country. They're not quite done yet. Dale McFeathers wrote this. He said, a public should be wary when the government doesn't want the public confidence dented by inconvenient information. A case in point having been discovered by the Associated Press. Well, somebody has investigated with reporters at AP. Says the AP, anxious to avoid upsetting air travelers, NASA is withholding results from an unprecedented national survey of pilots that found safety problems like near collisions and runway interference occur more frequently than the government previously recognized. The study was conducted by NASA over nearly 4 years at the cost of taxpayers, that's right folks, you paid for it, of $8.5 million and involved phone interviews with 24,000 commercial and general aviators. The AP says it's been trying to obtain the survey data for 14 months under the Freedom of Information Act. NASA Associate Administrator Thomas Lutke explained to the wire service that release of the data could damage public confidence in the airlines and airline profits. Surely he didn't mean to imply that if we knew what NASA knew, we wouldn't fly. Now, release of that survey might have the opposite effect and demonstrate how safe American aviation really is. I doubt that. Since the survey was begun as a result of the recommendation from the White House Commission, the AP says crashes have dropped 65%, with about one fatality for every 4.5 million departures. Still, NASA has ordered the contractor that conducted the survey to purge all data from its computers and return any other information related to the survey. Doesn't sound to me like the release of the information would demonstrate how safe American aviation really is. Now, This again, I mean, folks, you go to get on a flight. Are you thinking any more about, is the weather going to be good? Does the pilot know what he's doing? He isn't drunk, you know, whatever. No, your mind is occupied with standing in lines so some transportation authority klutz can grope you, rummage through your stuff, put you through a living hell just to get on public transportation. That's what most people's minds are concerned about right now. Geez, did I bring my ID? You know, did I pack anything that is not allowed? You know, is there something I'm going to have to throw in the trash can because the TSA and their thugs don't want me to bring it on board? You know, my 12-ounce bottle of shampoo rather than my 4-ounce bottle of shampoo. You know, I mean, this is absolutely, I mean, absolutely insane. But this is where people's minds are at. You know, I look at the public carriers out there, and I'm waiting for the lawsuits to start against the airlines about how they're allowing. And these are not government-owned, okay? These are supposed to be private enterprises. But they have allowed the government to walk in there and just walk all over them. It costs them a lot of money, too. It costs us time, which I consider my time to be money. I don't know how you gauge your time, but I also consider the time of my life, which I have to spend dealing with people that I shouldn't be dealing with, as stealing time from my life And if you were to equate that in dollars, they couldn't afford it. You know, it's just more of this two-step stuff. And speaking of two-step stuff, again from Capitol Hill Blue, and this demonstrates the Orwellian doublethink stuff. The issues that politicians in this country will not touch because if they touched it, they had to answer honestly, people would get a different view of them. Now, of course, somebody like Ron Paul, Ron doesn't care because he loves the country and he really doesn't. He never had real political aspirations. He became a congressman and he was quite satisfied in doing that and being a part of the system. But the system itself is turned on everybody, including Mr. Paul himself. Hillary Rodham Clinton, I'll give you an example here, says she has a million ideas, and the dreadful, terrible shame is that one of them isn't to do anything about Social Security except to dance away and invent fabrications. I'll continue with this on the other side, but this shows you the absolute inability to address an honest question and give an honest answer and an honest projection. This is what people in this country need right now, honesty. And all they're getting is lie after lie after lie, compounded with lies.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365. 0365.
Well, the New York Senator, Hillary Rodham Clinton, is the odds-on favorite to be the Democratic nominee for president, and few domestic issues loom larger in the years immediately ahead then what to do about the crushing expense of entitlements, there's that word, as if, you know, you were stamped on your baby's bottom when you come into this world and took your first breath, that somehow that you're entitled to entitlements. But at any rate, entitlements for the elderly as the baby boomers retire. Yet when the question of Social Security comes up, she asks, she basically skedaddles by a quick, clever sideways step or two out of the room, waving a merry goodbye to one and all. What me worry? She has much said that in one debate, though her actual words were to the effect that as president, she would straighten out the nation's fiscal mess and then let the economic growth take care of Social Security. Excuse me? That was the intention of Social Security to begin with. You know, you pay a little bit, a company pays a little bit, and you have a nice little retirement check when you retire. Except there's one problem. The Social Security Trust Fund has been robbed. There's no money in a damn thing. It's not there. So the government's got all the money that's been taken out of this thing, and Ron Paul had the how to temporarily fix Social Security. And I'm sure this was given the fact that they weren't in there robbing it. What you do is you place it in accounts, interest-bearing accounts. Now, what would that accomplish? Well, idealistically, it was a way for the government to keep their hands off the trust fund, to quit robbing the fund to begin with. And the idea of putting it in interest-bearing accounts, that it would at least keep up with inflation so the money didn't devalue. But the only problem is that the money we deal with, not only in this country but worldwide, has a nasty tendency to devalue, to lose its value because they print so much of it and put it in circulation. Now, Clinton's way of achieving fiscal responsibility is to pledge the spending of untold billions of extra federal dollars on such projects as giving $5,000 to each newborn American baby each year with no cuts or additional taxes that would come close to paying even a fraction of all the cost. And they say she's not a socialist? Excuse me. She says that she has a million ideas, but that we can't afford them. Well, I bet. We can't afford the bunch she already has enumerated. Point two, it's an absurdity of the first order to think the country can grow its way out of this problem, even if a second President Clinton were a budget-slashing terror with a pro-business agenda causing wild cheers on Wall Street. Social Security surpluses have been spent elsewhere. Folks, the whole fund has been spent. The number of recipients is set to increase enormously. As in the words of one observer, we become a nation of Floridas. And the number of workers transferring a portion of their income to those receipts is going to shrink. Trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars beyond revenue projections will be required to fund Social Security if it's not restructured and the money is not going to plop into the government's lap through the power of wishful thinking. Point three, as virtually everyone who knows anything concedes and many have written, we're no more than 10 years away from a point where Social Security tax revenues are no longer sufficient to meet expenses. There is nevertheless a concept of how much has been taken in for the program that could be retrieved through higher taxes and deficits, by the way, along with revenues, and is irrefutable, demonstrably true that this so-called solvency during the Clinton administration was due to a runout in 2037, not 2055, as Senator Clinton says. More on this cast iron biddy when I get back. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming your way. With